You ever get that feeling like when the city's just too much? You know, like the noise and the deadlines and everything, and you just want to get out to like a wide open space so you can breathe and like think.
Yeah, definitely. That need to just get away from it all for a
Yeah.
bit. I get that.
Yeah. So today we're going to be diving deep into a song that really captures that feeling, Dax's Lonely Dirt Road. We've also got this article from The Source about the song and how much it's resonating with people. Seems like it really struck a chord.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about the song, I think, is how Dax uses this image, you know, the Lonely Dirt Road, to represent something we can all relate to. It's not just about getting away physically, it's about an internal journey, too,
Yeah.
like when we're trying to work through our feelings and thoughts and stuff.
Right. Okay. So let's hit the road, so to speak, and explore this lonely dirt road. And like right from the start, Dax's lyrics are just so raw and honest. Like he talks about packing his pain, carrying all these burdens he can't explain. It's like he's going to this isolated place to unpack all that emotional baggage.
And that's what makes the dirt road more than just a setting, right? It's like a symbol for introspection. And there's actually research that shows that being alone can cause a shift in our brain activity, and that lets us process emotions and memories more deeply. So it's like stepping outside the chaos of everyday life lets us finally hear our own inner voice.
Yeah, that makes total sense. It's like creating a safe space for those hard conversations we got to have with ourselves sometimes.
Exactly. And Dax doesn't shy away from those tough conversations either. Like when he talks about putting on this brave face for his loved ones, hiding his struggles, so many people can relate to that, especially men.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's
Wow.
this like expectation, almost a rule, that guys should just suck it up and hide their vulnerable side.
Yeah.
But like bottling up those emotions can have serious consequences.
Absolutely. Studies show that men are way less likely to reach out for help with mental health issues, and that can lead to a really bad cycle of isolation and self-destructive behavior.
And Dax is just laying it all out there, you know, admitting that he just flashes a smile when someone asks if he's okay. But then on this lonely dirt road, that's where he lets it all out. He's speeding through emotions with every mile, trying to find some release, some peace.
And it's interesting, it's not just about running away. He's talking about finding God, filling a void. It's like solitude can also be a way to connect spiritually, you know, to find comfort in something bigger than yourself.
Definitely. And for a lot of people, spirituality, whether through religion or just a personal belief system, can be a way to find grounding strength when they're dealing with inner turmoil.
Absolutely. It's about finding an anchor, something to hold on to when you feel like you're drifting. And for Dax, it seems like that anchor is on that lonely dirt road. In that space of solitude where he can connect with something bigger.
And there's this really powerful line where Dax says, "I think I feel the pain my father felt." It's
Yeah.
like this sudden realization, you know,
Yeah.
inherited burdens, the weight of family history.
And that brings us to the concept of intergenerational trauma. Basically, the idea that unresolved pain can be passed down through generations. Like, if previous generations didn't have the tools or support to deal with their trauma, those wounds can show up in later generations, like in their relationships or mental health struggles.
Wow, that's deep. It's like echoes of the past can ripple through families in ways we don't even realize.
Exactly. And Dax is starting to see his dad in a whole new light. You know, seeing those same struggles reflected in his own life, it adds this whole other layer to his journey on that lonely dirt road. It's not just about escaping his own battles, but understanding where they might come from.
You know what's striking me is how much Dax's willingness to be so vulnerable is resonating with people. The Source article mentions the song was trending on YouTube and Instagram. It even hit number 11 on iTunes. In the first 48 hours, people are really connecting with his honesty.
Music has this amazing ability to create a shared experience. When we hear someone putting words to those feelings we thought we were alone in, it's incredibly validating. Like, oh, I'm not the only one who feels this way.
Yeah. And Dax isn't just sharing his story. He's encouraging fans to do the same. The article mentions he was urging people to share the song, to talk about it, to use it as a way to start conversations about mental health and the pressures we all face.
And that's where the power of art goes beyond just entertainment. It becomes a way to start a dialogue, to break down the stigma, and create a sense of community around shared experiences. It's like Dax is saying, hey, it's okay to not be okay. Let's talk about this.
Right. And that open dialogue is so important,
Yeah.
especially when it comes to mental health. Dax doesn't shy away from those darker places in the song, you know. He even admits to feeling broken. It's raw and honest and kind of unsettling, but it's also really powerful.
And that's what makes the song so impactful. It's not just about escape. It's about confronting those internal struggles, acknowledging the pain, and ultimately trying to find a path towards healing.
So we've got this lonely dirt road symbolizing introspection, confronting those hidden burdens. We've got Dax struggling with societal pressures, especially those faced by men to hide their vulnerability. And then this whole layer of family history, this realization that some of our battles might be rooted in the experiences of our ancestors. It's a lot to unpack.
It is. And we've only just started, but I think what's emerging here is a portrait of the human experience in all its complexity, the struggles, the search for meaning, the moments of darkness, and the glimpses of hope.
Yeah. And Dax's Lonely Dirt Road is like a soundtrack for that journey. So before we dive even deeper into the lyrics and the impact this song is having, let's take a moment to think about what we've uncovered so far.
Yeah.
You know, think about those times when you've needed to escape to process your emotions. What does your lonely dirt road look like?
We'll be back in a moment to continue exploring. So welcome back to our deep dive into Dax's Lonely Dirt Road. Before the break, we were talking about how this song really taps into something universal, that need to just step away from all the noise and reconnect with ourselves. And Dax does this using this raw and honest language. That's really resonating with people.
Yeah, it's like he's giving a voice to those emotions we often try to bury, you know? Like he says, they ask if I'm okay, I just flash them a smile, fire up that engine to take me away. I'm speeding through emotions with every mile. On that road is where I find my peace. It's like he's literally trying to outrun those internal struggles to find some peace on the open road.
That's a great observation. There's this sense of urgency in those lines, right?
Right?
Like he needs to escape the pressure of pretending he's fine. And it speaks to how powerful physical movement can be when you're processing emotions. Like think about it. Have you ever gone for a run or a walk when you're feeling overwhelmed? Sometimes just changing our physical state can help us change our mental state too.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's like that feeling of being stuck in your own head.
Yeah.
And you just need to break free.
Mm.
And Dax finds that freedom on this dirt road away from everyone's judgment.
And it's not just about escaping judgment though. It's about facing those deeper parts of himself. There's a line where he says, "And that I hurt myself by staying quiet and not explaining. I'm broken in places I can't even see." It's heartbreaking, but it's so relatable. I mean, we've all probably had those moments where we just keep our emotions bottled up, too afraid to let anyone see our vulnerable side.
It's like we build these walls around our hearts, thinking we're protecting ourselves.
Mm.
But sometimes those walls just end up trapping us. And Dax is acknowledging how much it hurts to stay silent, to not deal with those inner wounds.
He's also pointing out how important it is to seek help, to find people we can trust, to share our struggles with. You know, it's a good reminder that we don't have to go through this alone.
And I noticed how Dax uses religious imagery in the song, especially mentioning God. It adds a whole other layer to this idea of searching for meaning and comfort.
Yeah, for sure. Like when he says, "It's where I found God and filled that hole. It's he, myself, and I on that lonely dirt road." It's like he's looking for guidance, some kind of connection with something bigger than himself.
Right. And for some people, that spiritual connection, whether it's through religion or nature or even art, can be a source of strength and resilience when they're facing internal battles. It's like an anchor to hold on to when everything else feels chaotic.
Exactly. And it's interesting how Dax contrasts that spiritual seeking with this feeling of being broken, you know, those self-destructive tendencies he talks about. It's like he's recognizing these two sides within himself, this battle between light and darkness that we all experience in some way.
That inner struggle, right? The part of us that wants to heal and grow, to connect with something meaningful, and then that other part that gets stuck in self-sabotage and negativity.
And Dax isn't afraid to explore both sides of that. He's putting it all out there, the good, the bad, the ugly. And by doing that, he's making space for others to do the same, to embrace their own imperfections without feeling ashamed or judged.
Exactly. I mean, let's face it, nobody's perfect. We all have those moments where we feel lost or broken, unsure of where we're going. But Dax's song reminds us that it's okay to acknowledge those struggles, to reach out for help, and to believe that healing is possible.
And that's a really powerful message, especially in a world that often pressures us to put on this perfect, filtered version of ourselves. Dax is challenging those expectations, reminding us that true strength comes from embracing our vulnerability.
You know, there's this one line that really gets to the core of that struggle. If these walls could talk, I bet they'd say, "I'm the one who put myself inside of all these chains, that my addictive personality is what ran them away, and that I hurt myself by staying quiet and not explaining. I'm broken." It's like he's realizing that he's contributed to his own pain.
Yeah.
You know, like falling into those self-destructive patterns.
That's such a powerful image, being imprisoned by our own choices, our own negative thoughts and behaviors. And it takes a lot of courage to acknowledge those patterns, to own up to the ways we might be holding ourselves back.
It does. And it's a reminder that change is possible. But it usually starts with that honest self-reflection, that willingness to face those hard truths about ourselves.
Dax's song is like a powerful invitation to do just that, you know, to step onto that lonely dirt road, even if it's scary or uncertain, and start that journey of self-discovery and healing.
I love that you called it an invitation, because it's not about forcing ourselves to change overnight. It's about taking those small steps every day towards becoming a healthier, more authentic version of ourselves.
Exactly. And sometimes the biggest changes happen in those quiet moments when we're finally willing to face ourselves with honesty and compassion.
Okay, so before we move on, I want to go back to something we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
The impact the song is having on listeners. The Source article mentioned how Dax was encouraging fans to share the song, to use it as a starting point for conversations about mental health. Why do you think this song is resonating so much with people?
I think it's because it's so vulnerable and relatable. Dax isn't just sharing his struggles. He's putting words to those feelings so many of us have, but that we don't always know how to express.
Yeah. It's like he's speaking for those unspoken anxieties and fears and insecurities that we try to hide. And when we hear someone else expressing those emotions so honestly, it creates a connection, you know, this sense of shared humanity.
It's like saying, you're not alone. I feel it too. And that validation can be really powerful, especially with mental health issues, which often come with a lot of stigma and shame.
I also think Dax's use of imagery adds to the impact of the song. The dirt road itself becomes more than just a setting. It represents that inner journey we all go on when we're dealing with difficult emotions or searching for answers.
Definitely. It's that metaphorical space where we can take off the masks we wear for the world and really face ourselves. And that resonates with people because we all need those spaces, whether it's a physical place or a mental state, where we can be honest with ourselves and process what we're going through.
Okay, so we've talked about Dax's honest lyrics, the power of his imagery, the impacts the song is having. And now I think there's one more thing to explore. The music itself. How does the sound of the song contribute to its message?
Oh, that's a great point. The music isn't just background noise. It plays a huge role in how the song communicates its emotions and themes.
Right. So let's take a quick listen to a clip from Lonely Dirt Road, and then we can talk about how the music works to emphasize those raw emotions Dax is expressing in his lyrics. Wow. Even that short clip sends chills down my spine. The way the music builds the intensity in Dax's voice. It's like you can feel the weight of those emotions.
Exactly. Did you notice how the instrumentation starts off pretty simple, almost reflecting the isolation of that lonely dirt road? But then as the song goes on, it adds more layers, like heavier drums and soaring strings and these almost choir-like backing vocals. It's mirroring the growing intensity of Dax's internal struggle.
And his vocals are so raw and full of pain and desperation. It's like he's pouring his heart and soul into every word.
That rawness is what makes it so powerful. He's not holding anything back. And you can hear that authenticity in every note.
And it's cool how the music seems to follow the journey Dax is talking about in the lyrics.
Yeah.
It starts off quiet and contemplative, like he's just beginning to think about his emotions. Then it builds to this huge crescendo, this outpouring of raw emotion, like he's finally confronting those inner demons he's been carrying around.
The way that the volume and intensity change throughout the song really helps to emphasize those emotional ups and downs. It's like the music is taking us on the journey with him, letting us experience those feelings physically, not just mentally.
You know, one of the things I love about music is how it can speak directly to our emotions. It doesn't get stuck in logic. It's like a fast track to empathy, a way to connect with someone else's experience on a much deeper level.
That's a great way to put it. And I think that's a big reason why this song is hitting home with so many people. It's not just telling a story. Mm. It's making us feel that story in our own bodies. In our own hearts.
So we've looked at the lyrics and the imagery, the impact and the music. We've unpacked this song from every angle. But as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with this question. What's your biggest takeaway from Dax's Lonely Dirt Road?
We'll be right back to share some final thoughts and reflections.
And we're back, wrapping up our deep dive into Dax's Lonely Dirt Road, a song that's taken us on this journey, you know, through vulnerability, societal pressures, the whole search for meaning.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to see how Dax uses language, imagery, even the music itself, to create this powerful and relatable experience for listeners.
You know, one thing that stayed with me is how Dax weaves this theme of legacy throughout the song. He's reflecting on his father's struggles, the pain that's been passed down through generations, and how he's trying to break free from those patterns.
It's like he's wrestling with the weight of his family history. Trying to understand how his own journey is connected to the experiences of those who came before him, but also how it's different.
There's that line where he talks about his dad's advice. He said, "That house is not a home unless you build it on respect, with some kids and a loving wife. He's honoring his father's wisdom, but also questioning if that's the right path for him.
Right. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, especially those who come from families with difficult pasts. It's about finding that balance between honoring where you come from and creating your own path.
And it's not about erasing the past or pretending it didn't happen. It's about acknowledging those wounds, learning from them, and making choices to create a different future.
Exactly. It's about realizing we have the power to break those cycles, to heal and create a better legacy for ourselves and future generations.
Okay, so before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to that question we asked earlier. What does your lonely dirt road look like? Where do you go to get away from it all, to process your emotions, to deal with your inner struggles?
Yeah, what's that space for you? Is it a physical place or just a mental state where you can let go of the masks you wear and just be yourself? Could be a walk in nature, a long drive, or even that moment before sleep when everything fades away.
Maybe it's something creative, like writing or painting or playing music, where you can express those feelings that are hard to put into words.
Whatever it is, we encourage you to find that space, to give yourself the time to process, to heal, to grow. Because sometimes the most important journeys start in the quietest places, on those roads less traveled, where we finally come face to face with ourselves.
And as we end our deep dive into Dax's lonely dirt road, I want to leave you with this thought. You are not alone. We all have those dark moments, the struggles we try to hide, the burdens we carry.
But there's strength in being vulnerable. There's power in sharing our stories. And there's hope in knowing that we're all in this together.
So next time you need to escape, that space to breathe and think, remember that lonely dirt road. It's not just a place. It's a reminder that we're all connected. We're all human.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.